For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Evan and Tiki here on the Fan. Sean Morash, Chris McMonagle. 5:30, Rutgers pregame. Rutgers and Howard kicking off the college football season at Piscataway tonight. Speaking of football, I hate to say, damn it, I forgot the word. Evan calls himself this. When you foresee something, Cyclops is a one-eyed person.
Do you remember the conversation we just had?
I know. I'm backing myself into it.
About the dumb things you say.
Oh, I wish I knew it. Evan, it's a word you use.
You're almost there.
When you're foreshadowing something. It's, I know Nostradamus predicts stuff, but that's not what you are. You're a type of person.
Mm-hmm. Come on, you're right there.
Calypso?
You nailed it. Calypso.
Is that really it?
Yep.
All right. So that's, I got to look this up. I don't trust you.
No, it's Calypso.
All right, so
you're a calypso.
I'm a bit of a calypso where I foreshadow things that should happen in professional sports. And I think Evan and I did this stupid debate, and it was stupid because it was another one I won, where I said, when it comes to Major League Baseball, specifically in the Yankees, I understand honoring all of the great players that they've honored. But I'm getting a little tired of watching guys play in the most ridiculous numbers. And if you go through another generation of this, what are we going to do? Triple-digit numbers, stuff like that. Furthermore, on a football field, when you have 53 guys fielding a team plus a practice squad, eventually you run out of numbers, right? And then it happened last night. Exactly what I called for. And what I called for was, it's time to unretire people's numbers. They could still hang in stadiums with their number and their name.
Yeah.
They could still do all this. And before everybody goes, oh, you can't do that. No, you're still honoring the person. But you also don't just hand it out to anybody. You don't hand it out to a guy who in a month could be delivering pizzas. You hand it out to special people.
Right.
So last night, as we all sat there and waited, and there's a reason I didn't order Malik Nabers number 9 jersey, because Graham Gano had the jersey. And if you were smart, you knew that Malik Nabers was never going to wear number 9.
Right.
The Giants have unretired Ray Flaherty's number 1 and given it to Malik Nabers with the permission of the Ray Flaherty family. Now, Chris, before we get into who Ray Flaherty was, why all this, whatever.
Because we have to, because I'm unaware.
Oh, I've gone down a deep dive.
Yeah.
He is the first ever number retired in professional football, so clearly the New York Giants, first ever number retired.
Okay.
And he ended his career in 1935. Actually died in 1994, year that I mentioned several times this year. He died 30 years ago.
Yep.
But his family's granted permission, and Malik Nabers will wear a number that will be unretired for him. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I went through different things. My initial thought was the opposite of what you just said. My initial thought was, like, seriously, he can't wear another number. They're retired for a reason. Like, he hasn't played a down yet in the NFL, and he wants the number he wants, and they have to unretire it. And so my initial thought was, well, who the hell is Malik Nabers to get a number that's retired? And then, like, the more I thought about it, I have, no disrespect, to the Flaherty family, but I'm starting to come around to it. Like, at some point, I don't even know who the guy is. Like, I read the article, and they were talking about it, and how the Giants are actually excited about it, or at least this is the spin of it, let's be fair.
Right.
But the spin of it is it's going to reintroduce Ray Flaherty to the fan base, who has no idea about, nor did I know the Giants had number 1 retired. Like, I didn't even know. So the idea that you can do this and bring some actual insight and a little bit of shine a light on the life and career of Ray Flaherty, maybe it is a positive thing. But then I went through those two phases.
Uh-huh.
Then you get to the third phase of, am I really just saying I'm okay with it because I don't care about Ray Flaherty?
You might be.
Like, am I that kind of person where we can pick and choose now which numbers? Like, as long as it's not a number I care about. Like, we all know no one's wearing 56 again.
Right.
But Flaherty, all right. That's okay. I'm okay with, you know, robbing the history of Ray Flaherty. What do I care? So I don't know how I feel about it. I got to be honest. I've gone through different emotions on it.
I think that there's not. It's a hard way to create a rule for this, right?
Right.
The first rule has to be, I hate to sound morbid, guy's got to be dead.
Okay.
So, like,
First rule. Dead.
Guys, now you want to tell me a guy's alive and allowed, like Namath would have allowed Rodgers to wear 12 or whatever. Oh, maybe people want to argue that. With all due respect to Ray Flaherty, he perished 30 years ago.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm happy that his family is allowing Malik Nabers to do this. But to that point, I saw the same thing last night. And you know what I've done for 24 hours? As a Giant fan at 37 years old, Christian, what are you, a year older than me?
I'm 40.
You're officially 40, so you're 3 years older than me.
I'm officially 40.
Think about it. We came up in this business here. We're diehard Giant fans.
Yes.
You and I knew nothing about Ray Flaherty. And we're not young kids anymore.
No.
I now have learned a lot about Ray Flaherty's induction into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Do you know where Ray Flaherty went to college?
No.
Gonzaga.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah, that's right.
He grew up in Spokane, Washington. You want to hear how stupid I am? Spokane, Washington was a town in 1930. And before that, I thought that was kind of like the 50s, 60s.
Thought it was an expansion city?
Well, think about, we had to go out to the West and do all that. Now somebody's screaming, going, how stupid is this guy? My point remains.
I understand.
He left the Giants for a year. You know what he did before he came back? He coached the Gonzaga basketball team.
Is that a fact?
Yes. So I have gone down this rabbit hole, and you're right. If this is the way to reteach people about legends, I think there is some positive stuff to that. Don't be so close-minded to it.
Yeah.
Now, the other aspect of this is, if you are in defense of this, and I am, you better be good.
Well, that's the thing. Now you're putting a little bit of pressure on yourself.
I think Malik Nabers is putting pressure on himself for the future of professional sports. And hear me out without being too hot takey here.
Yeah.
If Malik Nabers is a bust, no team is ever, if they were, going to consider doing this again because of how badly it would have blown up in a historic franchise like the New York Giants face. If it goes really well, you could see it happen more.
I don't know. Let me ask you a question, honestly. All right. And again, I don't want to disparage Ray Flaherty. As you said, he was a major component in the sneaker game, the championship game against the Bears, where the field was frozen. And he said, let's all wear sneakers.
Yeah.
And apparently that helped them score 27 points in the fourth quarter.
And by the way, at his best year, 21 catches for 350 yards.
Which led the league, though.
Yeah, we call that Sonoris Moss.
It led the league. But I'm just saying, like, honestly, Sean, I know we're having some fun with it today. It's a talking point. If Malik Nabers is a bust, how far down the list of problems the Giants have does, and they retired Ray Flaherty's number?
No. There's a couple separate things.
Like, no one's
going
to care.
The Giant organization is going to be real trouble if Malik Nabers not a hit.
Yeah.
But at the same side, it will always be a mockery. Remember the New York Giants unretired a guy's number for a bust? Like, it will become, you know when we say LOL Jets, LOL Mets?
I don't think it's a big enough number.
They did something revolutionary.
But they did it with a number that nobody knew about it. Like, I think there's some pressure on him that he's doing this. I totally agree. But the idea that, like, this will be, if he's a bust, he's not going to have to worry about drafting a stud wide receiver that typically don't become busts and would be a disaster. They have a million things to worry about over opposed to this. And Nabers, it's a tiny little thing in his career if he ends up, he's put a mark, literally a number on his back saying, I believe that I am worth unretiring numbers. And there's some aspect to that, but he's not a quarterback wearing 11 or 10.
Yeah.
He's not an outside linebacker wearing 56. He's not a New York Yankee wearing 4,
no,
5,
wide receiver wearing 1.
4, 6, 4, 7. It's 3. It's not like a special number in Giants history.
No, matches Ray Flaherty's career receiving yards, everybody will hate Daniel Jones even more.
Exactly right. I just don't know if it's putting that much pressure. I think this is more about the Giants and what they've done than the pressure it puts on Nabers.
Okay. Well, either way, then the Giants will be a mockery. Now, I want to defend Malik Nabers a little bit before you call us on this at 888-808-1019, because I saw a couple people on this. I think they might have tweeted at me or other, whatever. By the way, at Sean Morris, where you can find that pop. Where they said, this is giving Odell vibes. Look, he's already prima donna. Hold on now. Hold the fort. There are two layers to this. First of all, I don't think the NFL personally a couple of years ago should have ever done this stupid number switch thing. Oh, I'm a traditionalist. Give me my receivers in the teens or the 80s and all of that.
Yeah.
But, okay, so already the first path of floodgates have been open. Malik Nabers wanted to wear a single-digit number. The punter, Jamie Gillen, and the backup quarterback, Drew Lock, wanted to get paid by this rookie to and a high number, whatever it ended up being. You got a problem with Malik Nabers taking number one and John Mara picking up the phone to call the Flaherty family. How about start with Drew Lock, okay? Pal, you're riding pine behind Daniel Jones. You don't need to wear number two. Let's start there.
I guess. Why can't Malik Nabers pay him?
Either way. Well, don't ruin my point, Chris. I'm on a high horse here.
You're right, Sean.
I guess he could, but we don't even know for proof that Drew Lock was willing to do it. Either way, it's stupid.
Right.
John Mara picked up the phone and called him. Now, everything you saw in Hard Knocks, where it felt like there was tenseness, that Joe Shane really had to put his foot down and tell John Mara, Saquon Barkley's not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
How hard do you think it's going to be in 5 years if Joe Shane or whoever the next general manager is, if it's not Joe Shane, we hope it is because that would mean the team's successful. How hard is it going to be to convince John Mara, we're going to let Malik Nabers walk. The man picked up the phone to call a dead man's family and asked that they unretire a number. I think Malik Nabers has that lifetime sweetheart deal from John Mara now, because that's a tough cookie for a general manager to swallow if they want to get rid of this guy.
You must be a Calypso, because you are making enormous leaps into the future.
I'm foreshadowing everything like a true Calypso would.
I think you're putting a lot more importance on this than it is.
All right.
I have to admit. I think I understand that it's revolutionary taking numbers off the board.
Yeah.
I'll grant you that. But now you're like, if he's not good and not worth the contract, you honestly think this is going to be something where Mara's like, I went out on a limb for this guy.
Yeah, no, I think
it's that big a deal.
I think, dude, this is a big deal. This is a big deal. Pat's told me I have to take Mike in Hamburg. Mike, what's up?
How you doing, Sean? I think since you're mocking Big Mac's intelligence, you're stringing me along a little. I think the word you're looking for before was prophetic, not calypso.
Prophetic? No, prophetic is a verb. What's a
prophet?
No, it's Calypso. Everyone knows it's Calypso.
Calypso. Calypso is
the goddess of beauty.
Mike, I have to admit, you think you just listened to everything that happened.
A Calypso is a song, you idiot.
And you think Sean is stringing me along.
Wait a minute.
Renee?
No, you are stringing him along.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right. At least you recognize what's going on here.
Hold
yes.
on. Yeah. What is going on? Can I not?
Bro, it's not Calypso, you dope. How could you possibly think it's Calypso?
So why'd you tell me that? What is the word?
Why would I tell you that? Because I found it funny to allow you to think it's Calypso.
And you took it and ran with it.
Prophet.
But prophetic was not good, but now you looked up prophet.
And prophetic is a verb. And also Spokane expansion city didn't exist. Before 1950.
When did Spokane get founded?
Probably in like the 1800s, bro.
You would have assumed that? Imagine how hard it must have been to get from Spokane, Washington to Yankee Stadium when this guy got here.
Yeah.
And now we're unretiring his number.
They made planes in the 30s.
It's true.
I bet he took the train.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if the Wright brothers started flight in the 20s, I believe, but
there's no way they were running charters from Seattle to JFK.
Yeah, probably not. I don't think he flew.
For the guy that got his number retired by the Giants, you don't think maybe we could find a spot for him on a plane somewhere?
For the record, 1883 is not that far from 1930.
It's 50 years.
It's not that far. That's not that far. Either way, anywho, as the kids
Now I'm trying to think of when they actually got
I thought it was 34 was the first plane.
The first plane ever to fly. When did Howard Hughes get them to fly above the weather, which really made traveling a lot better?
It's so funny. You know what? You're right. I'm going to lose Jeopardy to you. I'm going to lose the Lou Gehrig. I never even heard the name Howard Hughes. He invented flying?
No,
I thought Amelia Earhart did.
Nope, that's wrong as well.
You did not think Amelia Earhart invented flying?
Yeah, she was the first person to fly.
No, she flew cross-continental or across the Atlantic. I'm not even sure she was the
Wright
first.
Brothers?
The Wright brothers invented the flight.
There you go, Shawnee.
Who was the first to find the Bermuda Triangle? Was that Amelia Earhart?
I don't know if we've ever found the Bermuda Triangle. That's the whole point.
We also never found Amelia Earhart.
Okay. Do you see what unretiring Ray Flaherty's numbers led to? It's led to education.
Howard Hughes bought TWA Airlines, and I believe that airline, or he helped pioneer the actual traveling for air flight. Not invented the plane, but he started to create planes to fly above the weather.
And there's no way Ray Flaherty flew from Spokane to New York. No way.
No, but, I mean, you're talking about traveling out west, the San Francisco 49ers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that was 1949 that they called the 49ers?
No, that was for the Gold Rush.
The Gold Rush, when we expanded out west.
Yeah.
Right.
Sean, the good thing is when your daughters ask you to help them with their homework, their teacher won't be able to tell the difference of who's doing it.
Well, I have to admit, the math is still weird. I'm not up on this Common Core math or the new math.
Yeah.
They make you like, I don't understand it. I don't want to get into it too much, but like, I don't understand why. I know you want to create outside the box thinkers necessarily. It's I guess that's what it's designed for. But why on earth would it, why would I take 17 steps to get 5 + 5 instead of just it's training stupid. In my head? It's no, 10.
I don't understand. I'm going to leave teachers at the end of their run on a good note. I think we're justifying more jobs in the school system when we're making up new math. That's all.
You think that's it? It's yeah, to justify it. More math teachers that part we made it. Up?
It's like anything in life. Why are we always inventing yeah. new stuff for stuff that's not broke? Because, you know, people need to justify
well,
their jobs.
I mean, math is for always forever changing in some aspect. I mean, you know, it's one of those things.
I don't know. You add. You minus.
No, I agree with you. We should just be...
Right, come on.
5 + 5 = 10. I don't need to like yep. draw circles yep. and then
throw in letters.
Draw
in there.
4 circles and 3 circles and no. then minus a circle to get to 10. Like it makes no sense.
No, no doubt about it. Austin in Wantage. Austin.
Hey guys, how are you?
What's
good
up, Austin?
What's up?
Hey, you know, I was listening to you guys talk about the Malik Nabers issue with the number. I do think it's a step down in the organization. I do think it's an Odell situation. Seems like it. On this sense, because you can't allow a player that hasn't even taken a snap in a Giants uniform to take a retired number, you know, in the organization. What does it mean to be a Giant anymore? You know, that's like the sense of it.
Well, but don't you like a guy getting drafted 6th overall for a team that keeps flopping on draft picks, putting a little pressure? He knows there's pressure on him for doing this too. Isn't there something to be said for that? By the way, what if Malik Nabers is awesome and Ray way better in a player than Ray Flaherty ever was? You ever think of that?
Yeah, that's not the point though. I don't think that's the point.
I'm going right to the Saquon issue. Why we lose Saquon? Because being a Giant didn't matter anymore.
Well, I think we also lost Saquon because we had a smart general manager realize paying a running back is stupid.
Yep. I'm with him on that
and
one.
I don't even think we should have kept Saquon. But that feeling of that, we lost it. We lost that Justin Tuck staying with the Giants. That whole
you
thing
know
like that is
Giants have been so uptight and not revolutionary anymore. Maybe this will attract the younger athlete to go, maybe this isn't a tightened up organization.
What are we talking about? Like, honestly, what was he talking about? Like, we lost Justin Tuck staying with the Giants. Do you know how many years the Giants went without signing a draft pick to a second contract?
Right.
Like, under the Reese era, it was like a decade between signing a guy to a secondary contract. Let's not make, and this is where, like, let's not mix words about what the Giants have been. One of the worst franchises in the sport for the last 8 years, plain and simple. Like, let's not, to be a Giant, we're losing. You know what we're losing? Games.
Yep.
You know what we're losing? Seasons by Halloween.
Yeah.
That's what I'm frustrated about. This is why, like, a lot of, like, you're so tough on the Giants and you're a Yankee shill. Yeah, well, the Yankees at least give me seasons every year. The Giants are a disaster, and the seasons are over before they start.
And what does it mean to be a Giant? They're honoring the 100 greatest players in franchise history this year, their 100th anniversary.
Yeah.
They're showing you a little bit of what it means. We just had Justin Tuck, by the way, on at Fanatics Fest.
Yeah.
He still seems like it's pretty damn important to be a Giant, so much so that he told us he had better offers than the Raiders but didn't want to play the Giants out of respect for that.
Right, right.
Now, furthermore, I don't think it should stop here, Chris. If you have a great... like,
take all the numbers off the board?
I swear to you, from my lips to God's fat ass... Okay, if he had one, and that was terrible. I don't know what kind of physique he had.
I don't know what the hell you just did.
If Jason Dominguez was a highly talented player, and he is, and he came up and he said, you know what? I want this. I want to wear number 3. They should call whoever Babe Ruth's 16th cousin is that's still alive and ask for permission, and I would be on board with Jason Dominguez wearing number 3. And I think that any dead retired player, your name, it's still a legacy up there.
No,
it's another way to honor and talk about that player.
No.
Enough with the retiring numbers so sacred. Come on. By the way, we have no problems doing shows in what is being retired, the Mike Francesa studio.
Right?
Well, why are we even doing a show in here?
Being if it's retired, so retired, it was named. It wasn't retired. They still kept doing shows out of it.
That's the equivalent. That's the radio equivalent.
It's not, no.
What, are you going to lock up the studio forever?
Yeah, I mean,
not
come on
using
now,
it?
Stop
that
it.
Basic, yeah, that's the point. That's how ridiculous retiring numbers
are. They retired right, so the newsroom. No one works out there anymore.
Yeah. But then we should just stop retiring numbers because what's to it? Like,
well, that's not fair either.
You had a whole day.
Yeah.
An A-Rod day.
Yep. And that number 13 should be retired.
But it's not retired.
And the moment he drops dead, then Jazz Chisholm can wear 13. I don't want that to happen. The point remains. There needs to be like some kind of weird hybrid line where we just admit. Right. And it's another way to talk about a player who hasn't been around in a very long time. I think retiring numbers has become something that
should
be done.
That's a very slippery slope.
No,
see,
no.
Now you're making me think this is a bad idea.
No, you still
because now you're
it.
Going way too far and you're making me think this is a slippery slope and it's a bad idea.
You're only thinking of the hot words I'm hitting on it. You still retire people's numbers as a way to honor their legacy.
It's not retired.
But after a long time has passed, if the player is rightful in the organization, you can bring it back out of circulation for that time to see how it works. I think it's cool. I'm in. And by the way, if my great-great-grandkids want to see a great Yankee wear number 2, they should. Because it sure beats Luis Gil's number.
I disagree. I love the other numbers. What's the big deal? That's where, I wish Volpe would have stayed with 77 come out of spring training.
Ugh.
77 was tremendous.
Stupid.
It's the greatest number in history. It has nothing to do with the fact that it was my high school football number.
There you go.
I'm telling you right now, 77's badass. I like it. Judge is 99, Mike Dominguez 88, Volpe 77, and we have this,
But 40 years from now then, all those guys are great. Then you're watching number 72 play. It's enough. It's enough already.
But well, the Yankees are the one team that has this issue. That
somebody wants to wear Lou Gehrig's number 4 and they're a big-time prospect,
you can't.
Wear it.
You can't.
Yes, you can't. Yes, you can.
And this is why I said I'm uncomfortable with feeling about it, because my only thought is I'm okay with it because I don't know who Flaherty is.
Because you know what else? There's the reverse of it. Tiki Barber's a Yankee legend. We had Mason Crosby wearing it to kick.
Giant.
A giant legend. It goes both ways.
Yeah, but his number wasn't retired.
Right. But here's the thing.
All right, so forget retiring numbers and just have plaques and ceremonies and
fine.
No retired
numbers.
And
put the number out there anyway.
Yeah.
Make the number part of it.
I guess.
Still hang on the wall.
I don't know.
We're coming to you live.
It's a slippery slope.
Well, I'm slipping.
You can't be a Calypso, and who knows what's going to happen down the stretch.
Right, Chris, from your lips to God's fat ass.
My lips to God's fat ass. I don't even know what the hell that was.
No, it's all about ass, sister's ass, God's ass, everybody's ass. Yeah.
Kiss my fat ass!
Kiss my fat ass.
Watch your mouth. Have a little couth.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Evan and Tiki on the Fan, Sean Morash, Chris McMonagle. All right, we're taking you up until 5:30. Rutgers pregame. They're kicking off the season in Piscataway tonight versus Howard. So from here on out, we've given you our takes. It's you guys on the phones at 888-808-1019.
We're done?
No, we're not done, but I think it's the proper time to line you guys up. And I just want to give everybody a little preview of what's on the board here.
Yes.
All right? I got people on Malik Nabers. I got people that want to argue that other teams have bad losses than the Yankees. Mm-hmm. I have somebody wanting to call me a moron about Babe Ruth's number. And somebody wants to talk about Thurman Munson's locker. So we're giving a little bit of something.
Yep.
Let's go. You on the phones, 888-808-1019. Let's start with Eli in Waterbury. Eli, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm a long-time caller, long-time listener. I drive all the time with my daughter in the back seat. She's an avid Mets fan. Ooh. So with further ado, I want to introduce you guys to Shay Lynn.
Shay, what's up?
Hi, Shay.
Hi.
Shay, what's going on? Who's your favorite Met?
I'm a bit messy with my dad's.
Whoever his dad's is? That's funny. Shay, would you unretire Keith Hernandez's number for Brett Beatty?
No.
Good. Good answer.
What about for Ohtani?
No.
Yeah.
Well, Shay, I hope the Mets give you a magical September, all right?
Okay.
All right. Enjoy your fifth birthday. Take care. Great job, Shay. That's nice. See, people are nice in this world.
Yeah.
Now, let's be honest. If Juan Soto knocked on the door and said, look.
I think Mets fans would be willing to do anything.
Yeah.
You just see about what I mean? Anything.
You see what I mean?
It's pretty much what this entire season has been based on. And, is oh, getting by Juan the way, Soto.
Great point. If Juan Soto wanted to re-sign at the end of the year and he said, look, I need you to do one thing. I need the number four. Would you say kick rocks, Juan Soto?
I think you'd have to.
Are you kidding me?
I think you'd have to.
Oh, Luke Gehrig could take a walk if Juan Soto wants number four. I know it's a preposterous
scenario. The guy couldn't even walk for the last couple of months of his life.
So. Yeah, I know. It was a bad choice of words. But I was going to let it slide.
Stop it. You know what I mean.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I know. Blame Boyle for that one. We were just going to let it go.
Terrible.
He's dead. Who cares?
No.
Well, come on.
No, you care about people. My point is they're gone so long. It rejuvenates. If Juan Soto said, I want Lou Gehrig's number. You know what? Joe DiMaggio's number five.
Yeah.
You say no way?
If he's going to hold them up over the number five.
You give it to him. This is my point. Yeah. And Malik Nabers didn't do that for the number
one. If he literally says, I'm going to the Mets if you don't give me number five, I don't know. I don't know if I can be held hostage like that.
Oh, I can. Are you kidding me?
I want him. Don't get me wrong. He would never do that. He's playing in 22. He's happy.
Let me tell you something right now. If Connor McDavid got traded to the Rangers tomorrow and said, I'm only coming if you give me number 11. Sorry, Messier.
Who wore number 11? Oh, Messier.
Are you serious?
My point is, come on. Lou Gehrig... Mark Messier, it's not the same thing.
Excuse me?
It's not the same thing.
I think they're both iconic legends. It's very close to the same thing.
Mm.
Oh, right, that says
how many teams did Lou Gehrig play for?
One.
How many teams did Mark Messier play for?
If Lou Gehrig was here in the free agency era, what do you think?
I don't know.
All right. James.
But he wasn't. Burlington.
James, what's up?
Oh, thanks for calling on me. This is what I
thanks for raising
about.
Your hand.
Oh, thank you. Well, you can see me through the radio. I know that. You guys have special power. And I think it's great. This week has been fabulous. I guess this is like the alternate team. But I'll tell you something. You guys, I think the ratings
are up. Way to make us feel good
week.
About ourselves,
yeah, thank you. Well, we're trying. You know.
The ratings are up. The ratings are up because you're entertaining.
Right.
Entertainment and is the only key. Going, and I'll tell you something.
They're only going further up, James. What do you got?
Well, what I got is that this discussion is kind of interesting. The thing with the Yankees and now you're talking about the Giants and this unretiring number one, I can understand that the guy wasn't like a megastar. But I think the Yankees, to their credit, let's hope that they don't succumb to what, unfortunately, the Giants are starting to do. And I think in all reality or in some ways when we think about what's happening with the Giants, that they sort of bend all the rules with Beckham and sort of, has a team sort of like in a little bit of a malaise ever since that they weren't allowed to yell at him. And the Yankees, to their credit, with no beards and a certain numbers, at least the Yankees are still holding true to a lot of their core values. I mean, it's like WFAN. I mean, you guys have rules.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a caller, and there's nothing wrong with me being a caller. You guys are the host. It's nice that you let people call, but you can't all of a sudden have the callers like basically running the show. I mean,
I'm not sure where this is going, believe me. No. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm being unfair. It's a hard thing because there are numbers you can and numbers you can't. And I think that's why it's a slippery slope because I disagree with you. I don't think you can do four. I don't think you can do three. I don't think you can do five.
I think it's a good way to keep the conversation.
I don't think you can do seven. Like, I don't think you can. Why retire them if it's just, you know.
But wouldn't you agree? Okay, we're our age, right? 50 years from now.
I would agree with you. We're our age.
No, but I'm saying, like, 50 years from now, how many more numbers are going to be retired? Like, eventually,
all right, so,
you will get to the point you run out. Right? I know we're not there yet. So I just think that this little thing that's happened with Malik Nabers, if done well, and I think it's being done cleanly like this,
but
is
again,
something we should consider.
But I'm just saying, like, okay.
These numbers are so sacred.
But there are numbers that, with the, like, I've always contested that Reggie Jackson is a little bit of an iffy number because he only played 6 years with the Yankees.
Right.
Even though he won championships. Like, you could sell me on that years from now, but you can't sell me on Ruth and Gehrig. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's
the league-wide ones, no, like 42 should never be worn.
Right.
I think if a league makes a declaration, it's a little different. I think the team could bend the rules a little. I do.
No, well, obviously they can. It's within their rights, but it's just, it's a difficult sell depending on.
Look, as I've gotten older, and I love sports, Chris, you love sports, we wouldn't be doing this.
But who cares about numbers, though?
But that's my point.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah, but who cares? Who cares if the next great giant quarterback has to wear 85? Like, who cares?
It just looks ridiculous.
Why?
It looks ridiculous. Preposterous.
Why?
Because I can't tell you why.
Yeah, because
does chopped liver and onions suck? It just sucks.
Have you ever tried chopped liver
and
onions?
Yeah, it makes me gag. And I don't enjoy it.
Do you believe in the theory that if you eat something enough, eventually you grow to like it?
You grow to tolerate it.
Because
you have no choice to keep yourself alive. I grew to tolerate honey bunches of oats. I don't necessarily love them.
Otherwise, you wouldn't have been able to stay alive?
Well, that's not nearly the same.
Well, what are you talking? I'm not for sustenance. Yes, if you were on a desert island or something and had to live on coconut, but you hated coconut. Yes, I'm talking about just like straight up. Like, what's something you hate? Liver and onions, I guess. Apparently.
Well, I actually
despise one thing you despise.
Do you know? Honestly, do you know the one thing that I would probably let myself wither away to nothing if it was the only thing I could eat?
What?
Tuna fish.
Even with like mayonnaise, like tuna salad.
Like if you gave me like tuna sushi, it's a little different. Yeah, I don't like tuna salad.
Steak? Yeah, you don't like the tuna out of the can.
Oh, I did 10 years hard time making sandwiches.
Yeah,
never again.
Tuna is the one thing you got to stay away from.
It's just like it. I actually like.
I happen to like tuna, but there was a person who used to work here.
I do too. Bill Parcells was a heck of a coach.
You moron. There was a person who used to work here, almost made me never eat tuna again. And I'll just say it quick. They worked, you worked at Subway, right?
Yeah.
For all those years? Yeah.
That's the sandwich shop I was talking about.
They got Subway tuna.
I know.
Would let it sit all day. Would come into work. This was back when I was working nights. They'd show up at work at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, whatever, 5 o'clock rock. And they would let the sandwich, they would come in with the sandwich, let it sit there all day, and at 11 p.m., microwave it. And then have hot tuna stinking up the entire control room. It almost turned me off to tuna fish.
And now picture doing that 15 times a day.
Well, but microwaving it, hot tuna, I'm not a fan of.
You know how many times?
Even when you have a tuna melt, you melt the cheese on the bread, and then you put the cold tuna on.
When I worked at Subway, you know how many people specifically wanted me to scoop the tuna on, put the cheese on.
What did he say, hot tuna?
Put it in a toaster oven?
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
It turned me off.
Even tuna melts, you want the tuna fish cold.
Now, what this has to do with Malik Nabers, I don't know. But
I don't know.
Radio.
Yep.
Russell in West Islip. Russell, what's up?
Hey, guys. Enjoy your show. I've been listening on the Odyssey app, so I'm probably an hour behind on making this comment.
I don't know if you're a full hour behind, but go ahead, please.
Russell, by all means, let it rip.
Yeah, so you guys made a comment that, like, the bad Yankee losses, right? You know, we know what they are and all that kind of stuff. Now, I don't follow the Orioles, but just to play devil's advocate, if, like, couldn't an Orioles fan look back and point to, like, four bad losses?
Yes.
They're like, oh, if
that
we only
Russell.
Won these, we'd
Russell.
Be four up
yes.
on the Yankees.
That is my point. They are doing the same thing in Baltimore. This is the crux of my whole point. We are accepting what has happened with the Yankees because Baltimore has done this at the same time. And my point is, why are we accepting this? They could have buried this team. And then we could win the division and coast here, get the starting pitching lined up. They're going to be sweating out that second-to-last series and putting themselves in a spot where they may screw this up and play in a wild card.
No, but his point is you could say the same thing that the Orioles could be saying. The Yankees
of
were the worst team.
Of course they could!
Right, okay, so yeah.
Of course! That was my whole argument!
What do you mean? Now I'm confused. What do
We're
you mean,
not doing
argument?
Baltimore sports radio.
Correct.
We're doing
you.
New York sports radio.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
I have no doubt there are people on our affiliate 105.7 down in Baltimore in the Chesapeake quarter saying the same thing. This Yankee team is handing us this. Corbin Burns stinks. We can't take advantage. I'm watching what the Orioles are doing, looking at it from a Yankee point of view.
Right.
They could have buried this team.
Of course.
And there is a chance, And the chance grows with every bad loss to a bad team
right.
that the Yankees are going to arrive on that second of final series with Baltimore, a series in which they do not hold the tiebreaker on to win
right.
the division.
Right.
Where they may need to sweep them to feel comfortable going into that last weekend. And we will look back on games like last night and the night before where a million problems, not just DJ LeMahieu,
yes.
and go, this sucks. That's why I'm pissed off and I don't care at the end.
And then if they win the wild card series, no one's going to care because all we care about is how they perform in the postseason.
Right, cool.
That's all we care about.
Cool. And then when you don't have Garrett Cole in game one and game five.
Who went to the World Series last year? Who's been in the World? What? Where did the World Series winner come from every time since they've had this new format?
The wild card?
Yes.
Great. Okay. Eventually he's going to be a division winner.
But that's what it's about.
Look, every team is different.
It's about winning in the playoffs, is it not?
Of course it's about winning the playoffs.
All right, so they got
I have enough of a track record that tells me the more playoff games this team has to play, the more I don't trust them. So I'd rather play less than not play in the wild card round.
No doubt. Of course you want to win the division. No one's saying you don't want to win the division. What I'm saying is that they are viewing it. And again, they are probably wrong. I don't believe DJ LeMahieu is going to get here. But they believe getting DJ LeMahieu going is more important than the slight upgrade. And unfortunately, it is slight. That Oswaldo Cabrera gives you. They don't believe in Oswaldo Cabrera. They probably, I wish they would.
Shame on them.
That's it. Let's start talking about it. But unserious means that they don't care about winning. They're trying to shape out their roster well, into what could be the
then
best.
They're unserious about their knowledge on what it takes to win. Either way, I'm going to use the word unserious.
Yeah. You just disagree with them.
Yeah. Guess what? I could have
nobody has more wins than they do. Look, so everybody else is less serious than the Yankees.
Does everybody else have more talent than the Yankees?
I don't know who does. Everyone told me Baltimore did heading into the year.
At the risk of sounding like an arrogant jerk,
yeah.
I'm fairly confident if I was the general manager of the Yankees, they have more wins than they do right now.
If you were the GM of the Yankees, they'd have more wins than they do
in collaboration where we'd be making decisions. Yes, because I know right off the bat I wouldn't be playing DJ LeMahieu this much and they'd win more games.
Okay. You sure about that?
Yeah, I am.
They would win more games. Okay.
Think about that.
Listen, I'm open to play. I want him DFA'd, but I just don't think... Like, I watched the game last night. It's not... Oswaldo Cabrera and his under 700 OPS is not what's going to take the Yankees over the line. Like, it's just not. It's a better option. I'd rather play him. But we talk about it like, oh, my God, this team would be five games in front if Oswaldo Cabrera and his 660 OPS was in the lineup instead of the 580 of DJ LeMahieu. It's just not a fact. You guys can say it. It's not true.
It is a fact.
Okay.
Joe in Ithaca. Joe, what's up?
Oh, my God. Two sacrilegious statements Sean made. One
that
God has a fat ass, and the other one that Jason Dominguez should get Babe Ruth's number.
Just to defend myself on the God thing, with all due respect, a little offensive to fat people to assume he didn't have a fat ass.
Okay. I want to say where I agree with you, Sean.
All right.
That this retired number thing has gotten way out of control. The Yankees have retired way too many numbers.
I think everyone agrees. I think
Chris,
most people agree with that.
Let me just finish with this.
Yeah.
One thing. I agree with Chris on this. There's a difference between Lou Gehrig's number and Ray Flaherty. Is that his name? I'm 60-something years old. I've never heard him.
But see,
I'm a big
but
Giants
that's the
fan.
Point. We have heard stories about Lou Gehrig. Now we're hearing stories about Ray Flaherty. Eventually, 30 years from now, people, I got news for you, our grandkids, Lou Gehrig who?
Yeah, but we're not there.
No, but
he was around.
He appreciates this.
He was 10 years removed from when Flaherty was playing.
Football
he doesn't
is a different world than baseball back then. Baseball
exactly.
was everything.
Baseball was special back then.
But baseball's not going to be as special to people 30 years from now. Can we agree on that?
I guess, but we're to me the argument is unfair because I don't know how to handle it because there are numbers you can touch and numbers you can't touch.
Okay. And by the way, I'm fine with that. That doesn't have to be a finite thing. If the Yankees
Which
declare,
sucks because I feel bad for Flaherty.
Gary DiMaggio and Ruth untouchable. Torrey six. Okay.
I'm with you.
Okay, but then
we're asking people to draw the line, and I don't like who do we give the power to draw the line to that we feel comfortable with
the owner
because we'll have but we're gonna have people who are uncomfortable with where the line is drawn.
And guess what?
Okay.
After they're uncomfortable,
they'll
care about it for 4 hours.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's gonna care about this.
They'll pull up to a dairy barn, order their gallon of milk, and then move on with their life.
Dairy barn, huh?
I miss dairy barn.
Yeah, no, they're all
they
closed.
Were a Long Island staple.
Yeah, they were.
They exist, but they're not dairy barn anymore.
Right. I don't know. It's so different
There's one
now.
In like Babylon Village, of course, Millie Flanagan's there. And every time I go through, it's like, do I go for the crumb pizza or not? I don't know.
Crumb pizza?
Yeah, it's like a pizza with a crumb cake. But like that's their big sell. That's all they got now. Other than that, I'm not a cigarette smoker, so what am I buying?
Yeah. pizza crumb cake?
Pretty much, yeah. I think they're called a pizza crumb.
I've never heard of this.
So it's like the size of a pizza in a pizza box, but it's like basically crumb
cake.
Oh,
I got you. Okay, okay, okay.
And it's cut like slices
of
pizza.
Yeah, yeah, okay, okay.
That's their big hit. That's what they're holding on to.
That's what they're holding on to?
Yeah.
The pizza crumb cake?
The pizza crumb. Yeah.
No, not really. But it reminds me of the episode where Kramer was driving the bus or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
With the people and he was giving out free...
the muffins.
No, he was giving out pizza. He was giving out...
Oh, right, pizza bagels. Pizza and he put the cinnamon raisin.
And,
right?
No, he put it on a pound cake. And the guy was like, pizza pound cake?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.